Success stories and interviews with game changers and thought leaders who have overcome both in life and in business. Welcome to Vertical Momentum.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Vertical Momentum. I am your host, Richard Kaufman, also known as The Comeback Coach. Guys, this is going to be a fun episode. We're going to be talking to an amazing gentleman. He was not only an amazing police officer, now he has another career as an amazing actor. So this is going to be fun. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, Annette Wittenberger of a podcast called The Truths We Hide Behind. For anybody that's ever struggled with anything mental health related, definitely check out the podcast, The Truths We Hide Behind, with Annette Wittenberger, and I will drop the link. So, my brother, how are you doing today?
I am actually fantastic.
You got a new laptop and everything, huh?
Yeah. I have to be ready for you.
There you go. So how's your day going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Now, sun is shining and everything is good.
Now, where are you living now?
And I'm living now in Iceland.
Okay. So talk to us about growing up. What kind of kid were you? And I don't really know a lot about Iceland. So can you talk to us a little bit about your home country?
Yeah. Well, I was pretty amazing kid. If I say so, I grew up in the old days. I'm born 55, and our country is the most beautiful country in the world. I say we have everything what people need to have. We have a volcano, we have a mountain, we have a waterfall, we have a hot spring, we have a lake, water. A river and everything. Clean air.
Yep. Did you play a lot of sports as a kid?
I played football or soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what made you want to become a police officer?
Well, it was have been my dream to be a police officer or fireman. So when my brother sent in an application to be a police officer, and I decided to do it also, but he did not get in, but I got in.
So what was it like being a police, your first year as a rookie being a police officer? What was that like?
Well, it was strange. Otherwise, I saw the dark side of the community, I would say that. I was only 19, so it was, it was very strange. But I got very much experience.
What were some of the things that you really enjoyed about being on the police force?
To help other people, because here the police job in Iceland at that time was mostly to help people. Because the police officer in Iceland, they don't carry a gun. Here is no violence or killings or anything. It's very peaceful.
So you didn't carry a weapon at all?
No, we were taught in the police academy to shoot and how to shoot, and we had a pistol in a closet in the police station, but we never carry a gun.
So what was it like back in 1981 when you went to Los Angeles?
That must have been a total
culture shock.
It was totally, you're right. When I came at first, they taught me. I went into their routine in shifts, and on night shift I was taught, well, this is your shotgun, this is your thing, you have to handle this, and they taught me how to do that, and you have to take care of your life yourself. I have to sign the papers there to see that I am only one who, I cannot sue the police department for anything if something happened.
So now when you went back to Iceland, did you have a different perspective on policing?
Yeah, totally. I was very confident how to be a police officer. I told my colleagues how it was there because they never been there. It was first time. I was invited there for 6 weeks, and it's the first time an Icelandic police officer went there. So it was amazing time.
So talk to us about, you know, coming from another country, and then walking through the hills of Hollywood. What was it?
Yeah, it was when I was there, 81, my colleagues there, they were bodyguards for celebrities in Hollywood Hills. And they invited me to go with them, to visit them. So I when they have off days, so I did that. Then I met a few of them, celebrities, and they said to me that when I reach retirement, this is what you should do, at least try to get in the this business, this industry, acting. So I was not, after I left the police in 93, I did not think about it until 2005, when I went to the Academy of Acting here in Iceland. And that's how it started all.
So what was it like? What are some of the difference between a regular person and a celebrity?
The difference is that you are not, if you are a very well known, if you are a star, if I say, you cannot walk peacefully in the street, at least not in America. But here in Iceland, you can do that. That's why all the TV stars and celebrities come from America to Iceland to just relax. They can walk on the street. No one is after them, following them, take a picture of them or make anything a harassment.
So when you retired in 1993, what did you do after retirement?
I start to work in the U.S. Embassy here in Iceland in the security. I was there for 10 years until 2005, actually. So that is what I was until after that I started acting.
So now you went to school for acting,
yeah.
But what do you think was some of the things you took from being a police officer that has helped you in your acting career?
My roles in the TV series and the movies are all, I'm always a cop, always police officer. So it helped me, of course.
So are you kind of get a lot of typecasted a lot for being a police officer?
Yeah, yeah. I've been now in Iceland. I've been now in, maybe 8 or 10 TV series. And in the U.S. I have been in two movies, which will be out in the cinemas early next year.
So now, you know, take us to that first time, you know, what was it like acting class? What do they actually teach in acting class?
They teach you how to stand in front of the camera, how you can learn what you have to say, all the lines you have to say, and confront the everyone and or the audience. This is what they teach you.
Now, you know, coming, you know, doing a film in America, it's totally different. So was there a language barrier?
No. then that is not different. It's the same. We have directors, we have producers, we have a cameraman. It's all the same.
So what was it like getting your first job acting? Take us behind the scenes of what that was like, going for a couple first interviews to try to get a job in acting.
First, it was here in Iceland. It was a TV series. It went very, very good. I've been very lucky. I never been rejected for any roles I applied for. And I was lucky in this in US in these two movies. The director is the same. He's Rick Groth, and he's a good friend of mine. He invited me to take part of it.
So what kind of movies will they be?
It is Western.
Okay.
Yeah. At Copperhead Creek and Right on Wanted Trail.
Nice. And they should be coming out this year?
Yeah, in the start of next year. January, maybe. January, February.
Who are some of your favorite actors to work with?
I haven't worked with many. I have, I think Jason Statham is a good character.
Okay. So now, for anybody who's ever thought about getting into acting, what is some of your advice?
When I started, I asked, am I too old for it? And they said, no, you're not old. This is what the directors needed. You have to just be relaxed, be confident. You are the one who have this role. And they are not going to say to you, go home. No, you have to just relax and learn your lines. And yeah.
So take us, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, being an actor, a lot of it's like the military or police department. A lot of it is hurry up and wait, to where sometimes you're waiting 8-10 hours just to film something. So take us behind the scenes of what a day in a life on a movie set is.
Yeah, the day of the movie set, it's true. You have to, maybe you have to wait for 4 hours, 6 hours. I have also waited for 8 hours just on the set to get on it. So you have to always meeting in the morning, early in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock. Maybe you are on the set 1 o'clock afternoon. It's the waiting is most embarrassing, I would say.
So what do you do to keep yourself occupied?
I read the scripts and try to remember. And you don't need to remember. It's very easy to remember. I learned it in the school. If you have something in front of you, are you handling the person, arrest the person, or getting something, it's easy to learn the scripts and what you have to say. I just read, have a coffee, relax, talk to the people behind.
Now, have you ever found any interest in maybe directing or getting behind the camera or anything like that?
No. This is what I want to do also one day.
So what is your lifestyle like now that you're a retired police officer and now you're an actor? So what is a day like in your life? What does a day consist of?
I don't change. I don't change to from Einar, the police officer, or Einar, security, or into Einar celebrities, Einar actor. I'm the same Einar. I'm just on my feet is on the ground. I talk to people. I have friends, and all people are my friends. I can talk to everyone. Nothing changes.
So what are your goals for the future?
My goals is be established in the Hollywood and be have a big role, get to know more people there.
Now, are you going to eventually move to the States?
Yeah. This is one of my goals. It's to move there. Soon as I get the call, I'm waiting for actually now I'm waiting for the call. So as soon as they come, I go.
And you're going to pick up and move to the States?
Yeah.
Okay, so now talk to us about some of the roles that you got, and what do you enjoy? What do you really enjoy about acting?
I enjoyed what to call it. I have been many characters. Or I cannot say that because all my characters is police officer. So I think it will be. Will be I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Everything is. What was the question?
Okay, so now, what would be your dream role? What would be your dream?
My dream is being an action movie. I people say I'm good in action movie and what do you call it? Comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do you, because I know, you know, being on, talking to a couple actors that being on set can be very long days.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of strength and resilience. So what do you do to stay healthy in order to keep going at, you know, like when we start hitting our ages, 40, 50, 60 years old, our bodies aren't like they used to. So what do you do?
I go in the gym and I'm always in the gym to make my, to hold my body's okay. I take vitamins, and my people on my head, so we have to do that, and be positive. I'm always positive. I'm never negative. And no. People cannot say to me, "Oh, you're so negative. You're so negative." Nope. I'm a very positive man.
Now, a lot of I've interviewed a lot of police officers and first responders. And a lot of them struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder from being on the job. What was your experience like on the job? And have you ever struggled with anything like that?
No, because the job here is not like in the U.S. The whole otherwise. It's easy and relaxing. But a job today, as a police officer today, I think I will not be in the as an officer today. It's a whole otherwise.
Are things starting to change a little bit
to worse? Because we have many immigrants here and from the Eastern Bloc, and they are criminals. Let's follow them, the mafia.
Now, do you guys carry guns, or you still don't carry weapons?
We still don't carry a gun. We have our SWAT team. It's only what we have now.
Okay. So now, last two questions I have. How can we find some of the roles you've been on, and how can we find some of the movies that are coming out?
I have a website, www.einarharaldsson.com. There you can see all my TV series and movies. I will always put it in there each time. And I am also in the Instagram and Facebook. And my website is number one.
Okay. And I want to thank Steve Joyner for actually introducing us.
Yeah.
He's doing some amazing things, and
yeah,
I love his group. So now, if there's somebody out there that's listening to this that, you know, they're ready to retire at an earlier age and wants to get in acting, what are some things that they can do to, how do you become an actor?
Oh, you have to be what Steve told me, you know, are you sure you want to be an actor? I say, yeah. You know what it means. Your life will change. Yeah, I think so. I'm ready for it. And life has also, of all, he's right, it has changed. Even though I already have fans in the U.S. and they are trying to contact me. I try to answer them as much as I can, but you have to be sure if you want to go that way. Be ready for it. Your family have to be ready. Of course, I asked when I started. I asked my wife if it's okay with her. I do that. She said, "Yeah." And I have 4 kids and 7 grandkids, and I asked them also, and they are also part of it. Everybody have to be a part of it. This is your life, and they are your life.
So what was your wife's thoughts on you coming to America when that call comes?
She said it's okay. It's up to you. And I just follow it when it comes. I don't need to follow you all the time. I said, no, you don't need to do that. I can manage it there. But she's ready.
Because, you know, a lot of people, it takes a really strong person to support somebody in an acting career.
Yeah.
You don't see many relationships lasting very long in that field of work.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we have to see how it will be. I have lots of proposal right now.
Now, a lot of people, you know, have to take regular jobs in between acting jobs. Yeah. So what is that like?
That is what I'm not going to do, because I'm on the pension. It's enough for me. But this acting is only a extra for me. So the acting is number one, and will always be number one. This is my last assignment is acting.
Okay. So, brother, I just want to thank you for hopping on. This is going to go out next season.
All right.
So I just want to say thank you for taking the time. I know it was a pain in the neck the last time. I just my phone was just not working that day, so that was my fault. But thank you for being resilient and for coming back on. I really appreciate talking to you today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right. Like I said, I'm so grateful. I can't wait for these movies to come out. I'm definitely going to go see them just to support you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do in LA. I'm heading on NCIS TV series there now. NCIS Los Angeles.
Are you going to be on that show, or are you waiting?
Yeah. And NCIS Hawaii also.
Oh, you're on both of those.
Yeah, it will be like a what do you call it in there? I started in LA and go to Hawaii.
Not nice.
Yeah.
So let me know when the first movie gets released,
and I'll
release this podcast on the same day that movie comes out.
All right.
This way you can get a little bit of traction for the movie.
Yeah. No problem.
All right, my brother. Have a great week.
You too. You have a great day.
Hey guys. If you're enjoying our show, if you love what we're doing, if you would like to support us, we have a whole bunch of great stuff coming out. We have a brand new t-shirt line that's coming out. Hats,
coffee mugs, any kind of swag that lets your friends know that you support Vertical Momentum and you're always looking to get better. Also, we have our new coffee brand coming out. It's called Vertical Momentum Coffee. It's ass-kicking coffee, and it will get you moving in the morning. So, guys, if you're interested, go to www.richardkaufman.net. Check us out. Leave us a note. Tell us what you'd like, and we'll actually send it to you. The new website is being built. So if you guys want to, our book is out there on Amazon. It's called A Hero's Journey from Darkness to Light. Definitely check it out. It talks about my story, but it also talks about how to survive depression, how to survive addiction. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for always supporting our mission, which is to save lives.
Thank you for joining us today. Please hit subscribe and share. Please feel free to leave us a comment.